All right, law students, picture this. You're buried in case briefs outlines, and hey, maybe even trying to squeeze in some semblance of a life, and then bam, a deadline hits you like a ton of bricks.
Oh yeah, been there.
Totally. And today we're dissecting a case that shines a bright light on what can happen when those court deadlines aren't just missed, but completely ignored. I'm talking about Tower Ventures v. City of Westfield.
Definitely a case worth exploring.
It's a potent reminder that in the legal arena, the process how you do things is just as crucial as the substance what you're actually arguing.
Absolutely. Tower Ventures, Ingo v. City of Westfield. It's a 2002 decision out of the First Circuit. It really drives home the point that messing up procedural steps can have some serious consequences, even leading to your case being dismissed. And we're going to break down how failing to follow federal civil procedure and case management rules can land you in hot water.
Right. And this isn't just some abstract legal theory. For all you law students out there, pay close attention because understanding what judges expect when it comes to deadlines can make or break your case.
It's foundational stuff for sure.
Totally. And we're not just pulling this out of thin air. We're basing this deep dive straight from the First Circuit's opinion. They spelled out very clearly the consequences of procedural missteps. So let's get down to brass tacks. What was the heart of the dispute in Tower Ventures before things went off the rails procedurally?
Well, at the core of it all was Tower Ventures trying to put up a wireless communication tower in Westfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, so pretty standard stuff. A company wants to build some infrastructure and the locals push back.
Exactly. They applied for a permit from the local planning board and guess what?
Got denied.
Denied.
Shocker. Right. So what did Tower Ventures do next? They weren't just going to take no for an answer, right?
Nope. They took the city of Westfield and a handful of city officials to court, federal court to be exact. They made a couple of main arguments. One, they said the denial went against Massachusetts zoning laws. And two, they claim the city violated the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
Interesting. So they're saying the city's being unreasonable and it's messing with people's cell service?
Precisely. They argued that the city didn't have a good reason to deny their permit and that it was blocking essential development.
So they had their reasons for suing, but this is where we entered the procedural danger zone, right? It wasn't about whether they deserved the permit, but how they handled the lawsuit.
You got it. On May 30, 2001, the district court issued what's called a scheduling order.
Basically a roadmap for the whole legal battle.
Exactly. It sets specific dates for when things need to be done. This initial order said that discovery, you know, the part where everyone gathers evidence, had to be finished by July 16, 2001. That included designating expert witnesses and handing over their reports.
And that's where Tower Ventures tripped right out of the gate.
You guessed it. They missed that very first deadline.
Not a great start. Now, to be fair, things don't always go perfectly in litigation. Sometimes you need more time, and you can ask the court for an extension. That's what happened here, right?
Yep. Tower Ventures and the city filed a joint motion asking for an extension.
So the court gave them a little leeway.
They did. They pushed the deadline for discovery to August 17, 2001, and they gave them until October 19, 2001 to file for summary judgment.
Which is basically asking the court to decide the case in their favor without a full-blown trial based on the evidence gathered.
Exactly. But here's where the real cautionary tale comes in. Tower Ventures missed those extended deadlines too.
Seriously? They asked for more time, got it, and still couldn't get their act together. I can't imagine the judge was too happy about that.
Not at all. On November 6, 2001, the district court issued what's known as a show cause order.
Basically saying, explain yourselves or else.
Right. It was the court saying, Tower Ventures, you've blown past multiple deadlines. Tell us why we shouldn't just throw your case out. A big red flag for sure.
So Tower Ventures had to come up with a good excuse. What did they say?
Their main defense was that the defendants, the city and its officials, hadn't complained about the delays and hadn't been harmed by the missed deadlines. They also threw in this vague explanation about their lawyer being preoccupied with other matters.
Preoccupied with other matters. Sound like a fancy way of saying my dog ate my homework. Not very convincing.
And the court wasn't buying it. On November 24, 2001, just weeks after the show cause order, the court made its decision, case dismissed. And to make matters worse, it was dismissed with prejudice.
That's a phrase every law student should know backwards and forwards. Can you explain what that means in this context?
Sure. When a case is dismissed with prejudice, it's like a permanent stamp saying case closed. Tower Ventures couldn't bring the same claim back to that court. It was over, finito, no chance of a do-over.
So their case was dead in the water. Did Tower Ventures accept defeat?
Nope. They tried to fight back. They filed a motion asking the district court to reconsider, basically saying, come on, give us another chance.
The no dice.
The court denied their motion. So their last hope was to appeal the dismissal and take it up to the First Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay, so now we're at the appellate level. What standard did the First Circuit use to review the district court's decision to dismiss the case?
They used the abuse of discretion standard, which is a big deal in appellate procedure. It means they give the lower court a lot of leeway. They won't overturn a decision unless it's clear the lower court made a really unreasonable or legally wrong call.
So the First Circuit wasn't going to nitpick every little thing. They had to find a serious error in the district court's reasoning. And where does a district court even get the power to dismiss a case for this kind of procedural blunder?
That power comes straight from the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, specifically Rule 41B. This rule allows dismissal if the plaintiff fails to move the case forward, or ignores the rules, or any court order like that scheduling order we talked about.
Got it. So the First Circuit is looking at this through the lens of abuse of discretion under Rule 41B. What was their reasoning for upholding the dismissal with prejudice? Why did they agree that it was the right move?
The First Circuit really hammered home the importance of efficient case management, especially these days with courts facing a mountain of cases. They said that effective case management has become essential for handling all this litigation. It's all about keeping things organized and moving cases along so the system doesn't get bogged down.
Makes sense. If everyone could just ignore deadlines, the whole legal system would fall apart.
Exactly. And they went even further, stating that disobeying court orders on its own is extreme misconduct. That justifies dismissal. That's a pretty strong statement. They're basically saying ignoring a court order is a serious offense.
So Tower Ventures' argument that the delays didn't hurt the defendants didn't hold much water when compared to their blatant disregard for court orders.
Not really. While the court acknowledged that harm to the other party is something to consider when deciding on dismissal, it's not the only thing. And more importantly, it's not a requirement. The court has a duty to maintain order and deter this kind of behavior from everyone.
What about their excuse about the lawyer being preoccupied? How did that fly with the First Circuit?
They weren't impressed. They basically said that when you ask for an extension and propose a new deadline, the court expects you to stick to it. Tower Ventures chose those later dates, and they blew them off with a flimsy excuse. It just didn't cut it.
So the First Circuit wasn't just ruling on this one case. They were sending a message loud and clear to all parties involved in litigation that court orders and deadlines are serious business.
Absolutely. They explicitly stated that the dismissal was meant to punish Tower Ventures and to deter others from doing the same. It's a reminder that procedural rules aren't optional. They're mandatory, and there are consequences for ignoring them.
Okay, so for our listeners, especially the law students out there, what are the biggest takeaways from Tower Ventures? What are the key lessons to remember?
Number one, you absolutely have to meet court deadlines. No exceptions. This case shows just how seriously courts take this stuff. Second district courts have a lot of power to dismiss a case with prejudice if you fail to follow the rules. And that's not a minor setback. It can permanently kill your client's case, no matter how strong their argument might be.
And any practical advice for law students as they prepare to enter the legal field? How can they avoid this kind of disaster?
Be proactive. Communicate with the court. If you see a deadline looming that you might not meet, reach out to the court and the other side early. Don't wait until it's already passed. And be ready to explain clearly why you need more time. Oh, and this should go without saying, but mark every single deadline on your calendar. And if you think you might have trouble meeting one, ask for an extension early. Don't procrastinate.
So to sum it all up, what's the main message that Tower Ventures v. City of Westfield sends about the legal system?
It tells us that following procedure isn't just some technicality. It's the foundation of access to the courts. You can think you have the best case in the world, but if you don't respect the rules and deadlines, you could lose your chance to even argue it in court, all because of procedural mistakes.
That's a powerful lesson and a bit of a wake-up call for anyone entering the legal profession. It highlights how important it is to be organized, pay attention to details, and manage your cases effectively. It's not just about knowing the law. You have to know how to play the game.
Exactly.
So think about it. Law students, with all the demands of law school and the future career ahead of you, how are you going to stay on top of those deadlines and avoid the kind of train wreck we saw in Tower Ventures? It's a question worth pondering as you move forward in your legal journey. We encourage you to dig deeper into FRCP 16. That's the one about scheduling orders, and Rule 41, which covers dismissal of actions. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into a case that's full of valuable lessons.
It was a pleasure being here.
Until next time.